Welcome to Doc Talk, where we discuss all things doctoral. Been there, done that? Then we want to hear from you. Want to be there? Want to do that? Then this is the place to be. Still trying to figure it all out? Yeah, so am I. So come on, let's do this. Let's venture beyond a master's. Hello, this is Allison, and I want to welcome you to Doc Talk, Venturing Beyond a Master's. So, just so you know, it's taken me, it's kind of embarrassing to say and to admit, but it's taken me almost, I think July will make 4 years that it took me to start this podcast. From the idea of just starting a podcast at all to coming up with a title, to finding someone reliable who could do some great artwork for me, for my podcast art, to taking the time to sit down and figure out how to work all this technology, because trust me, there are so many ways you can hook things up. Yeah, it's incredible. It just took me a long while, and I always felt like I needed the right time to get started. I needed like a huge chunk of time just to be able to sit down with my equipment that I had purchased, I invested in, and make this happen. And here I am. And here you are. And once again, I want to welcome you to Doc Talk. So why did I start the show? You know what? Let me share this with you. Back in November of 2013, I found this in my notes on my iPhone. On 6 November 2013, I typed in, "I think I want to get a PhD in something, period. Just having one interests me. ... I've thought about this a lot, and it came to mind again today. What would I get it in? So that thought came to me, and I captured it in my phone back in 2013. And it wasn't until 2016 that I actually thought about doing a podcast. And I have to share with you, I'm going to look here at my notes because I really need to share this. 2016, I was in a car driving from a conference with one of my sisters and her son and my two girls. And we were driving across the country, and it was July 17th, 2016. And we decided to give our younger brother a call because it was his birthday. Yeah, it was his birthday. So we were giving him a call. Now, he was stationed in Germany at the time. So we FaceTimed him, and I wasn't on Wi-Fi clearly because we were in the car. So it didn't matter. He's just a great guy, and we just really enjoy our time with him. So it didn't matter if the bill was like sky high. I don't know what happened, but we were on the phone. Let's just say this. We were on the phone FaceTiming him for a long time. And somewhere during the conversation, you know, well, actually, at this point in his life, he had really taken an interest in creating beats, like digital compositions, music, creating them. And he was kind of starting his own little business. It was a collaborative sort of effort. He was helping different musicians link up and find out about each other so that they could collaborate. So that was his thing. And my sister, she was really getting proficient in her photography, self-taught, mind you, she's phenomenal, photography skills. And it left me, and I'm thinking, well, I spent 10 years on active duty in the Army, and at that point, I'd been in the reserves for, I guess, the Army reserves for 5 years. And I just didn't know, you know, what am I good at? So during the course of our trip and our FaceTime conversation, I just picked my brother and my sister's brains. And I just want to know, what can I do? What am I good at? And somewhere along the way, the idea of podcasting came up. And I thought, well, I like talking to people. I like asking people questions. I like learning more about what they're doing. Okay, I can kind of see this. Yeah, we lived in Korea, and periodically I'd go to the Armed Forces Network radio studio and I would guest host once or twice a week. So yeah, I could see doing that. Maybe that's what I could get into. Well, I don't quite remember when I decided what the topic of the podcast should be about. I don't recall, but somewhere along the way, I thought, well, and it might have been on that road trip while we were FaceTiming my brother as he was in Germany, but yeah, it may have been on that road trip or it may have been a bit later, but the thought that came to mind is, and I think they asked me, they both said, well, what do you want to know about? Like, what do you, maybe the question was something like, what do you struggle with? Like, what is something that you know or would want to know about that could help other people? Well, I thought, I've always wanted to get a PhD in something. And I don't know where to start. I don't know what I want to get it in. How do people make that decision? Yeah, because that would be the next step for me. At that point, I had already earned 2 master's degrees. And in my opinion, why not just go big? Why do a third master's program? Why not go further? But I just didn't know what field of study I wanted to do it in. And you know what? I still don't, but I'm getting a little bit closer to it. So I thought, well, this podcast, if I'm feeling like this, if I do a podcast, then it'll help me figure out what I should do and how I should do it, where I should do it, and it could help other people at the same time. So that, my friends, is how the idea of this podcast was birthed. Yeah, that's how the idea was birthed. I want to know. And because I want to know, I will have guests on my show who are either in my position or who have moved into a program or who have completed a program. Yeah. So that's why we're here. And I want to welcome you again. And, you know, if anything I have said resonates with you, if you feel like you're in my shoes and you're trying to figure out if this sounds like you, like, man, yeah, I don't know what to do either. I'm not really certain. I've got a bachelor's degree and I'm moving out on a master's degree. And do I want to get a second or do I just want to jump into a PhD? This, friends, this show is for you. Because as I talk to people who are at various points along their journey, I desire to expose the answers to the questions that I have and questions that you may have as well. So thanks for joining me. And I look forward to our journey as we venture beyond a master's. This is your host, Allison Marchin, and I'm so glad you were here. And I'm looking forward to the next time. Let's do this again.